And Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus armin and maratzi sheyichyu, who's your chevet vega bas michal yudis basia, besoch shachole Yisrael. It says about Eliezer, vayakom v'yelich al aram narayim. The Medrash says, famously, that it came the same day. V'ava yom ala'ayin, yom yatzasi, yom basi. Mikan shekav tzeloy ha'oret. So Rashi says that he had kfitzis haderech. So you have to understand what reason there is for such a miracle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do nisim for nothing. So what's the purpose of this nes that he had kfitzis haderech? And we are going to be going on the derech of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Baal Hashem Yishmuel, which is always exciting. Is there anything more exciting than the Shem Yishmuel? I can tell you very few things in life are as exciting as the Shem Yishmuel. So he says as follows, that it's known that all the Neshamas, this is in the page Reish Lamed Ches, in the year 1915, Ayin Vav. Yadua shekol neshamot mechamat chet Adam HaRishon nitbu'u b'imker chitzoinim. All the neshamas, because of the chet of Adam, have been drowning in the depths of the external evil forces. In other words, there's this evil force in the world that we all have to contend with due to the primordial sin of Adam. V'yadua od, and it's more overknown, she the greater the neshama, the greater the depths of these external forces are. And so he brings a mashal that if you have a valuable gem, the more valuable the gem is, so there's a big stone that surrounds it. I don't know exactly what this is referring to, but I'll take his word for it. And so too, the neshama of Rivka was a haicha haicha neshama, and therefore, it also had to be surrounded by this heavy, thick husk that was Besuel and Lavan. The greater the neshama, the greater the klipa. V'hinei lahalot et ha-neshama mibira mikta hu beit betuel v'lavan ligra ram hu beit Avraham v'leyota zivug li-yitzchak shu'olat mima lo yitachen ela ha-idei emtsaim. So to elevate the neshama from the deep pit, which is the house of Besuel and Lavan, to the high, elevated plateau of the house of Avram, and to be a zivug, a shidduch, for Yitzchak, who's an oila tamima, can only be al yidei emtzaim, kamo sheigadnu b'mamar kudeim b'nyan neshama yitera, shenitenet l'yisrael b'shabbat, shevasher ha-merchak gadol meod me'olam elyon, mekom neshamat besar adam b'olam ha-tachton, tzicha l'emtzaim, ve'im ha-malachim ha-melavim et ha-neshama yitera, ואותם המלאכים מוסרים אותה למלאכים שהם עם האדם. ומהם לאדם, והרי הם שני מיני אמצעים מלמעלה למטה, מלאכים מעלה, מלאכים מטה, אין שם. כן יש לומר נמי להיפוך של להעלות את רבקה מבירה מיקטה ליקרא רמה, צריכה לשני מיני אמצעים ממטה למעלה. So the previous shtickle, which I'm hoping we're going to learn, because it's a beautiful, beautiful shtickle. What shtickle of the Shem Yishmael isn't beautiful? But this looks really juicy. Anyway, in the previous shtickle he says that the Neshama Yisera that's given to the Jews on Shabbos needs to have a means, needs to have an Emtsai. What are the Emtsaim? What are the means? So there are two. First, you have the, it's a very, very long distance. So you have the Malachim that accompany the Neshama Yisera. They give it to the Malachim that are with people, with man. And then these Malachim give it to man. So these are two emsayim, the malachim of above and the malachim of below. So to lahefich, to elevate Rivka from the deep pit she was in, in Beis Besuel and Lavan, to the Igra Rama, you need two means, two intermediaries, from down below to up above. והנה אליעזר עבד אברהם, אמרו זעל עליו, שדולע משקה מתורתו של רבו לאחרים. והפירוש שלאו כל אדם יכול ללמוד ולקבל לקח מאברהם בעצמו. והיה אליעזר לאמצעי בינו לבין אברהם. אליעזר עבד אברהם, חזר say about him, he was דולע משקה. He used to draw out the Torah of his Rebbe to others. And this means that not everybody could learn the Mekabel the Koch of Avram from Avram himself, and Eliezer was an intermediary. And it's like a dli, like a pail, shebe'emtza'uto, ma'alin mayim min habor, through which, through the means of which, you bring out water from the pit. Umuvan, shekamo she'ayah emtza'i milamata milamala limata, haynu me'avraham, lekabel lekach v'limsor l'anashim ha'nemuchim, keinami ayah emtza'i mimata limala, להעלות את רבקה לבית אברהם כנען. ועל כן היה הוא השליח להביא את רבקה. So, just like there's an emtsai, so we have this pail, and with this pail, you elevate water from the pit. And that's what Eliezer was. And just like there's an emtsai from above to below, from Avram to be mekabel lekach and to give to the lower people, so he's also an emtsai to elevate Rivka, Mibes Avram, in other words, Eliezer. Eliezer took the high Torah of Avram and brought it down to people. And Eliezer also took low Rivka, meaning Rivka was in this low place of Beis Pesul and Lavan, and brought her up to the house of Avram. So it was Eliezer who was the Emsai, he was the intermediary to bring Rivka. Like we said, when there's a really long distance, you need two intermediaries. So one isn't enough, like we have with the Malachim, bringing down the Neshama Yisera. Such a long distance, you need two intermediaries. So with regard to Kfitzas Haaretz, apparently it's a machlekes between Rashi and Ramban and Parashas Vayetze. Rashi holds that Har Moriah was uprooted and came to Yaakov until Beis El. Ramban Tainas that Ein Kfitzas Haaretz, quoting, Shezkiru B'Yakov, Elik Oisish Amru B'Eliezer, Ebed Avram, Shebali Omechad L'Charon, Kamo Shamar B'Sanhedrin, Shlesha Kovtzalem Haaretz, Eliezer, Ebed Avram, B'Yakov, Avinu, V'Avisha Ben Suri, Anshim Sheherich. V'daitu Shulach L'Sham L'Kfitzah, V'lo Shamokon Kofatz L'Kurasa. So Rashi learns that the place came to him, B'Kfitzah. Ramban learns that he went to there with the Kfitza. Not that the earth came to him, but that he went there in a moment. As Lamanu Shidas Rashi, Shahara Moria Kafats Lakwasa. So Har Moria came to Yaakov, so to Eliezer of Avram, Charon came to him, because the Gemara enumerates the Kfitzas Haaretz of Eliezer together with that of Yaakov. So it must be it was the same idea. So just like Rashi says that Kfitzas Haaretz means that the earth came to him, so the land came to him, so too by Eliezer. So we can say that the Charon came to Eliezer was an aliyah for Charon. Shenigba'i de'anes likras Eliezer. The Charon was elevated through a miracle to come to Eliezer. Ve'alkei nasinami beis besua v'lovin krovin v'mayla v'tzad ma'al Eliezer. V'hu haya v'makom emtsai rishon. Kanal. ומן המקום ההוא שוב, עיסא אליעזר יחלס להגביה עיסא עד ביס אברהם. ומיד המובן צריך הניסו קפיצס הדרך שלו היה למגן. In other words, the jumping of the earth is an elevation for the earth. The miracle was done with the earth. So that's one emtsai. And then the second emtsai was Eliezer. And now Eliezer is elevating a Rivka to Beis Avram. So first, Charon is elevated. That's one emtsai. And now Eliezer is elevating Rivka to Beis Avram, that's the second emtsai. That's how Rivka became worthy of coming to the house of Avram from the lowly house of Pesuel and Lavan. So we see from this that Kfitzas HaDerech wasn't a magan, it wasn't for naught. That's when the light of Kedusha Shabbos starts shining. Then you have to really prepare yourself. That says in Sfarim to go to mikveh after Chatzos, after midday. That's when the light of Shabbos starts shining. And then there's Tosefes Shabbos, which is Prisha before, Mamish not doing Malacha. B'zeshanu Orman, B'zmiros, Rabu, Yasir Yiske Laela Mindarga Vyasiv Bazuge the Habas Prisha. Shemitzada Prisha Shemikoidim Zochan Lagir Laela Mindarge Rabu Yasin Yaske that you go to Shahai Madrega by being Pyresh Mikoidim. So that's the these are the two emtsaim. You have the emtsai of Chatzos Hayom, that's one emtsai, and then you have another emtsai, another means of being Pyresh, of separating from Malacha during Tosefes Shabbos. And then he quotes at the end from the Asadir Su'udas, the Su'udasa, which are from the Ariya Kaddish, that there are those who are knowing to say this by the Su'udas HaBoker on Shabbos. So we say, Rabo Yatu Yizge Le'ele Mendarge V'yasiv Bazuge T'Havas Prisha, which means Yarba Od Lahosif L'mala Midargasa, he's going to go higher than his Madrega, V'yigach Bazugo Shalisa Prisha, and take his Bazug, his partner, which was Prusha. So, obviously, this is the Arizal, beyond anything I can understand, but what the Shem Yishmol takes it to mean is that he's going to, by being Parish before Shabbos, then he can raise above his level. You need two Emtsayim, you need Chatzos Hayom, and then in addition, you need the Prusha before Shabbos, and then you can Bizocha to the Haicha Haicha Madrega of Shabbos. Okay, so that's the beautiful Shtikel Shem Yishmuel. And I thought that it would be very rewarding to add on a biur of the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin at Shlosha Kofza Lehem Ha'aretz. Chiddush HaGadlus of the Maral and Sanhedrin, he explains the Mahus of Kfitzas HaDerech two ways. Number one, he says that the whole inyan of Tnuas Adam Balichaso, the fact that a person moves is a Gashmiistic thing. Because the goof that's Geshem goes from place to place. So if you're going for something Ruchni, a godly going, so there should be no Tnua Gashmis. Therefore, it's roy, there should be kfitzas haaretz, so that no physical movement is necessary. The earth jumps to you, so no physical movement is necessary. And that's why Eliezer and Yaakov and Avishai, they had kfitzas haderech, because they were acting, it was a helicha locus. That's why Gimel Kofza Lehem Haaretz. Avishai was going to save David HaMelech. David's like the Avos. Chazal Darshan v'sisi l'chashem k'shem ha'gdolam asher ba'aretz. Zeh shomer magen David. Like when we say l'kei Avraham, l'kei Yitzchak, l'kei Yaakov. And therefore, if the Avos had kfitzas haderech for their sake, so then for the sake of David as well. So, the idea of kfitzas haderech, like Rav Shmuel Yaakov Borenstein, famous tzaddik, Rosh Hashiva, Gaon Gadol, explains that Kfitzas HaDerech is Zrizus, that by Kfitzah it happens quickly. And that elevates you above time. When you're in the world of Zrizis, you're above time, and that's more spiritual. As the Maharal explains, the beautiful Maimer of a footnote, Pachad Yitzchak and Maimer Aleph. And the other way the Maharal explains Kfitzas HaDerech is that when you, he writes, V'yesh l'cha v'yesh od bezek, yiroi l'eilu b'frat Kfitzas HaDerech, k'mo she'avaseim kololim, Avram kolol kol Yisrael, v'kach Yitzchak v'kach Yaakov, v'David kolol kol machuz beis David, v'kach v'david she'gil amach sh'arei Eliezer Eved Avram halach l'avi Rivka sh'memena klal Yisrael, Yaakov lisa nashu sh'menu klal Yisrael, Avisha l'kayim malchus David, beis David, sh'memenu kol amalchus. So in other words, they're all going for klal Yisrael dikin yanim. Eliezer, Yaakov, Avishai, and Memela, kolu kol aderech lo chelek achar chelek. When you walk, it's one step, another step, another step. But if you're in the world of Klalius, of building Klalius, then there's no steps. There's no individual steps. It's all one Klaliustic inyan. So therefore, it has to have Kvitzas HaDerech. It's done in one jump. So that's two beautiful insights by the Holy Maharal. And Mirtz Hashem, we hopefully will revisit this topic. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.